Welcome, friends, to this special edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. Today we're going to celebrate the life of Chick Corea. We are celebrating his birthday. He was born on June 12, 1941, in Chelsea, Massachusetts. Sadly passing away on February 9, 2021. He would have been 82 years of age. What was shocking to me was that during the pandemic, Chick had been streaming his practice sessions from his home studio on a regular basis, and he seemed perfectly fine and healthy. But shortly after those stopped, we heard of his passing. One of the great pianists, keyboardist, bandleader, composer of our time in jazz music, he won the Grammy Award 27 times and was nominated more than 70 times. We're going to hear four tracks from Chick Corea. In reverse chronological order, we're going to begin with an album he did back in 1978 entitled Friends, a quartet album, Chick Corea on piano and Fender Rhodes, Joe Farrell on saxophones and flute, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Steve Gadd on drums. Let's listen to his composition, The One Step, Chick Corea. Thank you. And that is our Chick Corea special today, four tracks uninterrupted. And we played those in reverse chronological order, beginning with The One Step from the album Friends, recorded back in 1978. From there, we heard The Shadow of Lo from Chick Corea's Return to Forever, Where Have I Known You Before? That was his great jazz rock fusion album with Chick Corea on acoustic piano, Al Di Meola on electric guitar, Stanley Clark on bass, and Lenny White on drums. After that, we heard a duet that he frequently did with Gary Burton. That was a Chick Corea and Gary Burton album, Crystal Silence, and we heard Senor Mouse. That was from 1973. And the last thing you heard was from Chick Corea's first solo album, Tones for Joan's Bones. That was recorded in 1968 and had the quintet of Chick Corea on piano, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Joe Farrell on tenor sax, Steve Swallow on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. That is our Chick Corea special, 30 minutes of uninterrupted music. I hope you enjoyed it. I've been thinking a lot about Chick Corea. I've been playing some of his albums. And then I checked the website and saw that it was his birthday tomorrow, on June 11th. So I was very happy to play this set. We're going to continue on now with a great tenor saxophone player, Joe Henderson. This is from his album, Page One. This goes back to 1963. Let's listen to Record a Me. Thank you. great tenor saxophone players in that set. The last thing you heard from James Moody. He was a resident here in San Diego. From his album Moody 4A, besides James Moody on tenor sax, Kenny Barron on piano, Todd Coolman, who has the coolest name in jazz, on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. And we started out that set with Joe Henderson from his debut album on Blue Note Records. The name of that is Page One. And we heard the track Recorda Me. And that's Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums. Next up, another San Diego resident. His name is David Borgo. He's got a new album out, Cautiously Optimistic. This has David Borgo on saxophones and flutes, Peter Sprague on guitar, Alan Eicher on piano, Justin Grinnell on bass, and Julian Cantelme on drums. We're going to hear a track entitled Escher Steps, I believe based on the drawing of M.C. Escher. And I also hear a little of John Coltrane's Giant Steps. So let's listen to David Borgo.
Thank you.
Dave Borgo, and a great example of some of the great music being made here in San Diego, California. That'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name's Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We are a radio show on WWUH-FM in West Hartford, Connecticut, as well as a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. I'd like to mention you can join me on jazztodon.com, a jazz-centric social media platform, part of the Mastodon Network. You can join me for some great conversations with a group of folks talking about jazz music. All right, we're going to finish up today's show with Mike Melito. He's a drummer out of the Rochester, New York area. He has a brand new release, To Swing Is the Thing. And his group has Mike Melito on drums, Neil Miner on bass, Jeb Patton on piano, Grant Stewart on tenor saxophone, and Joe Magnarelli on trumpet. We're going to hear the Billy Strayhorn composition, Lush Life. Thank you for listening, folks.